good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, we're God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking for God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forth with the word before she comes forth. I just need to speak with the people, the men and women of God, under the sound of my voice, that say that you are men and women of God, that say that you have the Spirit of God in you. How do you have the Spirit of God unless you allow the Spirit of God to reign in you? In order to let the Spirit of God reign on you, you have to occupy and sup with the Lord. How can you sup with the Lord and occupy with the Lord unless you get on your knees and pray in the Spirit? You must pray in the Spirit. There's a war going on, and it talks about it in Romans, the 8th chapter. And those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And if you read Romans 8 chapter, that was a fifth verse. It talks about that conflict that we have. And you say that you are sealed to the day of redemption. If you are sealed to the day of redemption, you must allow the Holy Spirit to come alive in you like it never came alive in you before. How can you say that you have the Spirit of God that you won't even sup with the Lord for a few minutes? You won't get on your knees and pray unless you're in church. You won't occupy the Holy Spirit. You won't let the Holy Spirit occupy your mind and get your mind at ease at no time when you're at home, because you're still being occupied by the enemy through TV, through radio, through internet, through on the telephone, through talking to and fro about things that mean nothing to Christ. In order to set your mind on heavenly things, you must occupy your mind with the Spirit of God. You must praise, you must lift up the name of Jesus in spirit and truth. How can you have the joy of the Lord as your strength if you're not even lift up your hands to praise him unless you're in a church assembly? You must praise him at home. You must sup with him at home. You must occupy your mind and your brain and meditate on the Lord day and night. The Lord said, meditate on his word day and night. You must speak your word, Arasita. Speak his word, Arasita, on your problems, on your circumstances, on your situations. Speak the word of God by the commands of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit commands by the word of God. You must put on the armor of God that we may stand against the enemy, and you must not take down for the enemy or take down for sin. But in order to do that, you must sup with the Lord. You must sup with the Lord. You must get on your knees and pray and meditate on the Lord and let the Spirit of God speak through you. That way you're moving by the Spirit of God. Without any further ado, we're going to have Pastor Tara Hawthorne come forward with the word.
Amen. And that was a beautiful word, Prophet. I'm going to be in Luke chapter 17, and I'm going to start with verses 5 through 10. And it reads, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, and go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I trow not. So likewise you, when you shall have done all things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Blessed be the reading of that word. I'm following behind Prophet, and he has given a powerful word from the Lord. And I'm just coming to go and reassure you that the Lord is with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Okay. But for those of you who are out there listening under the sound of my voice, know that Jesus is real. His Holy Spirit is real. His gifts, his talents is real. We must operate by the Holy Spirit. And those of you who are not yet born of the Spirit, what does it really mean to be born of the Spirit, as prophet made mention in Romans chapter 5? You must yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. We decrease in the flesh so that the Holy Spirit may reign. It's so many people out there right now grieving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a work to do and has a desire to do the will and purpose of Christ, but the Holy Spirit can only do what we allow him to do, because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman and he still gives us choices. And many of us are grieving the Holy Spirit, not speaking the word, not allowing Jesus to do what he promised that he would do. And I'm sitting here and I'm reading and be encouraged in Luke in chapter 17, because many of you have a desire for reward. Everybody wants something for what they are doing. Amen. But the Bible tells us that we must yield ourselves to do the will and purpose of Christ, because we're bought with the price. When you decide that you're surrendering to the will and purpose of Christ, you are no longer your own. You belong to Christ, and it's important to surrender to his will. You don't have your own will is to do the will and purpose of the Lord. Okay, so as prophet made mention, that we're still in warfare. When you must fight, you must to lay down everything that's fleshly and yield to the Holy Spirit. You must sup with the Lord, amen, so that you know what to do. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So it's important. Yes, you're going to have afflictions. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations. But that is a part of the warfare. But the overcomers shall see God. That's what the Bible tells us. But many of you, and I'm going to make mention of what prophet spoke, even in your supplications, we have to make sure that our prayers are even right. Amen. Because you can't go up and sit in here and have these covetous practices and selfish prayers, because the Bible tells us if we're loving, purified, then we're not seeking our own. The only thing that we're seeking is for righteousness. If we are seeking the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, everything else shall be added. And so look at here in this first scripture where the apostles said, Lord. So even the apostles who were chosen said, Lord, increase our faith. Okay, so he's showing them, amen, how to go forth and allow him to do it. Okay, so those of you who are even praying that same prayer, say, Lord, if there's something not right in me, that I'm not able, if there's something that's lacking in my faith, the Bible tells us that he's going to perfect that which is lacking, but he can only do what we allow him to do by his Holy Spirit. So it's important that you yield to the Holy Spirit and put away the fleshly things and the fleshly desires, because we are still dealing in the flesh. The covetous and the lust of the flesh. Amen. But we got to put away those things, covetous practices. And for those of you who don't know what covetous practices mean, it's fleshly desires, lust of the flesh, things that are not even concerning things, desires that's not concerning feeding the spiritual man. So when prophet makes mention of those things that we're feeding ourselves, that you may watch on TV, you might have a job where you're always communicating with other people, so you're dealing with their demonic forces. Because keep in mind, in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. So we have to be ever on guard, because guess what? The enemy is never, he's never rest. He is a relentless one. Even in our sleep, he wrestles with us in our dreams, in our visions, and he utilizes devices, all sorts of devices to get to us. He's not going to come through the front. He's not going to come through the side, but we cannot be spiritually lazy and slothful in business. Funny thing, prophet was mentioned in Romans. The Bible tells us not to be slothful in business, and all sorts of revelations comes along with that. The business of the Lord, to do his will, to do his purpose. We all have a mission, a business with the Lord, and it's every day. It's not business as usual. There is something when you get down on your knees. Say, Lord, what is it that you would have me do for you today? Everybody, when we're getting down on knees, many people, they're praying for things that they want, things that they desire. And he's talking about eating and drinking here. But the Bible tells us about the servant saying, hey, I've done only what the Lord have asked me to do, and yet I'm still unprofitable because there's so much more that I can do for the Lord. Amen. Because it's not about ourselves. We have to get to a place to say, okay, Lord, what can I do for you? Because the Bible says, and as prophet made mention, hey, sup with the Lord. And to sup with the Lord means that you're not the only one that's getting fed. Amen. Can I say that again? You're not the only one that's getting something from the Lord. So we're asking the Lord, but the Lord is saying, what are you giving me? Can I get a sacrifice of praise? Can you feed me? Amen. Because many people, if you cannot do it here, how are you going to do it in heaven? It's not something the Bible tells us. He said, when they said, teach me how to pray, they said, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. They desired to be at the Lord's feet, to praise him, to magnify him, to worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. Amen. So he's asking you just to give him a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of surrender, your whole self, not just half, because he didn't buy just half of you. He bought all of you with his blood. Amen. And he is a God who is not slack with his coming. I'm going to say that again. Jesus is real and his Holy Spirit is real. And you must seek after his Holy Spirit. He is coming back for his church, and time is not long. But if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you will not be caught up with him. It is important. And the Holy Spirit comes with a refining fire. He said, be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And the fire is what refines. That means he's not going to leave you just not knowing what's wrong or what's he, all of that refining fire. It's cleansing. Amen. And it's bringing up everything that the Lord doesn't like. Amen. Everything that's not pleasing to the Lord, it's going to cleanse you from the inside out, not just cleaning the outside and then still having you feeling lonely, still having you feel like, Lord, what am I doing? What's not right with me? But if you yield, I assure you, the Lord is going to do his job. He will do what he said he's going to do. The Bible tells us, he said, he who had began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. So long as you do what you are supposed to do, because he is not a God of force. The Bible tells us he's not a bully. He is long-suffering. He is patient. He is gentle. He is kind and brings forth those fruits of the Spirit. So it's time for us to bring forth fruits that are worthy of repentance. And what does it mean that they're really fit for repentance? That means that they're ready for you to walk away from. That means that true repentance is not like, I'm sorry for doing that, but I know I'm going to do it again tomorrow. But fit for repentance, meaning that you really have a heart's desire to walk away from it. Lord, change me. You are the master potter. I don't want to do this. I want to do what's pleasing to you. I want to be unified in the faith. Amen. I want you to change over these carnal minds. I want you to change over my heart. Make it not stony. Whatever the situation or circumstance, and the Lord will do what he said he would do when we surrender to do his will. And I heard that the Lord says that many people, they're sanctified, and they sanctify themselves for a season only to get his hand. Amen. But then once they get what they have been supping for, what they have been seeking him for, all of a sudden they're MIA, or they're going on their own way. Amen. Because they got what they wanted. But this is a lifestyle. You're not seeking the Lord just for his hand. You're seeking him for his face. Yes, he will reward them that diligently seek after him. But his desire is unity with you, to be one with the Lord. He said, I and my Father are one. And that's what his desire, if you're his child, He wants to be completely one with you so that you're on the same mind, you're on the same rhythm, you are doing what he wants you to do, and you're not doing your own will. And the things that you're speaking are not under your own authority, not under your own power, but under the power and authority of the true and living God, so that you're able to look at situations and circumstances, and under the power and authority given unto you, you can have situations change. Amen. Healing will take place. Deliverance will take place. And you're able to be an effective ambassador for Christ.
Well, Saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.